This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, June 8th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll look at the Environmental Almanac. Rob Cantor tells us about a new extension program for big trees. We'll also get our forecast for the weekend from AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola. First, a look at the news. Three Champaign police officers were shot in Westside Park last night, and the man charged with shooting them was shot by the officers. Chief R.T. Finney says police received a call around a quarter of eight that a man in a car on Church Street bordering the park had a gun. He says when police officers approached the man, he fired, wounding three of them. Finney says the officers shot back, hitting the man several times. Speaking on the scene last night, Finney said the officers' wounds ranged from minor to serious, but that he was told that they would apparently be all right. He says the injured man was undergoing surgery.
This is very disturbing to me that we have three officers who are out doing their job, trying to keep the citizens of Champaign safe, and this man attempted to kill them, all three of them. I can't say enough for the fact that these officers put their lives on the line every day. We're 100 feet from the police memorial in Westside Park, and you know, for this to happen, I'm very upset about it.
The three officers and the man are all at Carl Foundation Hospital this morning. Police have said they're not ready to release any information on names or conditions. The man is charged with attempted murder and aggravated discharge of a firearm. His name hasn't been released either. Finney says he's asked for the multi-agency serious use of force team to lead the investigation into the shooting. It's made up of representatives from other police departments in the area. The scene of the shooting was closed to traffic for a time last night as that investigation went on. A man has been arrested after SWAT team members yesterday tried to serve a search warrant at a Champaign house. But a second man whose refusal to come out of the house led to the standoff has been released without charges. Police say they saw a woman being hit with a paintball bullet early Tuesday morning on State Street. Yesterday morning's incident lasted about an hour after police tried to serve a search warrant in connection with the Tuesday incident. Nobody was hurt. 24-year-old Blake Schroeder was arrested on an aggravated battery charge. Police say the second man won't not be charged. Much of Charleston was without electricity for nearly 2 hours yesterday. About 5,900 Ameren customers lost power a little after 4 o'clock when a tree fell on a 69-kilovolt line, causing a substation breaker to lock out. The outage occurred on the north side of Charleston, plus some outlying areas. Ameren spokesman Lee Morris said all power was restored by a little after 6 o'clock last night. Illinois state budget talks will take a breather and resume again next week. The governor and legislative leaders remain far apart on a new deal, even though the new fiscal year begins July 1st. Senate President Emil Jones admits the progress has been incremental at best.
Sometimes you make two steps forward, and in the meeting you may make one step backwards, but inch by inch.
Jones and Governor Rob Blagojevich remain at odds with fellow Democrat House Speaker Mike Madigan, who was opposed to huge gambling expansion and efforts to raise taxes. Madigan says there's no support among House members for anything but a modest budget increase. Throw Republicans into the mix, since GOP votes could be needed to pass a budget, and the result is current gridlock in Springfield. The House will return to the Capitol on Monday. The Senate is recessed until next Thursday. A new study from a group called the Illinois Education Research Council suggests that fewer teachers in Illinois are leaving the profession than previously thought. Adam Ellington has more.
According to researchers at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, a common misconception is that the job of teaching is so stressful and so difficult that roughly half of all teachers leave within the first 5 years. Karen DeAngelis is lead author of this study. She says that most teachers do leave their first teaching post, but roughly 25% jump back into the profession a year or two later.
The percentage of teachers who abandon the profession, and we sort of think of that as leaving and never returning, is much lower. And certainly we show that for Illinois.
The report analyzed data from 160,000 new teachers from 1971 to 2006. I'm Adam Allington.
A Holocaust survivor who's dedicated her life to educating future generations will return to Auschwitz this weekend. And the founder of the Candles Museum in Terre Haute, Ava Kaur, vows that each return trip from now on will include educators. 15 teachers will be among those who will tour the Nazi death camp complex. Kaur says this journey was brought on after comments made by the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who has called the Holocaust a myth.
And the only thing, peaceful things that I could do, and I always think about peaceful things, is to take him there and show him where it happened. I wasn't sure, of course, I was more likely believing that he wouldn't, but at least I would go and take teachers and interested people to show them where it happened.
Kaur says she sent a number of emails to a website with ties to Ahmadinejad. The only reply was posted on the site, apparently declining the invitation, with a message of, "May the Almighty God bless you." Those traveling to Poland, to Auschwitz, will include videographers from Indiana State University. Kaur says the goal is to create mobile teaching units for either the Candles Museum or the university. This spring, Indiana lawmakers passed a bill that mandates Holocaust education in high school U.S. history courses. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Well, if you like big trees, you'll really like today's environmental almanac.
Picture a sycamore tree that's 119 feet tall, as tall as a 13-story building. Now make the trunk of your tall tree wide, 31 feet around at chest height, so you would need 5 friends with you in order to touch your hands together in a circle around it. Then give your giant sycamore a crown that spreads out to an average width of 134 feet, 15 feet wider than the tree is tall, and more than wide enough to cover the lots many of us live on. As you might have guessed, such a tree does exist. It stands on private property in Christian County, and it is the champion of champions on the Illinois Big Tree Register. The Register is one component of the Illinois Big Tree Program, which is based in the U of I's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences and coordinated by Extension Forester Jay Hayek. The goal of the Big Tree Program is to identify the biggest individual of every species of tree native to Illinois using a scoring system that takes into account height, girth, and crown spread. At the same time, however, the Big Tree Program is also very much about people, promoting a greater awareness of trees as a natural resource in Illinois and encouraging people to get out and enjoy them. To help people get connected with the Big Tree Program, Hayek has established a website for it. There you can read how big tree measurements are taken, obtain a form to nominate a tree, and view the list of 125 current state champions. Entries on the list include measurements, of course, along with information about where each tree is located, who nominated it, and when it was certified. The tallest tree on the list reaches a height of 165 feet, which is 46 feet taller than the overall champion. It's a red oak found in Dixon Springs State Park, near the far southern tip of the state. The champion listed with the thickest trunk is a bald cypress tree that measures 34 feet around, which grows in the Cache River State Natural Area, also in the far south. Residents of central Illinois may be interested to know that Sangamon County is home to 8 champion trees, more than any other county in the state. These include a 98-foot-tall American elm and an 88-foot-tall silver maple. The state champion trees closest to Champaign-Urbana are a shingle oak and a yellow buckeye located in Danville. Both of these trees grow on private property, but they can be seen from the street at the addresses listed for them on the Big Tree Register. If big trees interest you, you might consider joining the network of certified big tree inspectors that Extension Forester Jay Hayek is working to develop throughout Illinois. Volunteer inspectors participate in a one-day workshop where they learn to measure and certify big tree champions using fairly simple equipment and straightforward math. Hayek envisions training enough inspectors to check out reports of potential champions anywhere in the state, and to help make sure champion trees are recertified every 10 years. The next Big Tree Inspector workshop will be conducted at the Sugar Grove Nature Center in Funk's Grove, Illinois, southwest of Bloomington, on Saturday, June 16th. For more information, call the Sugar Grove Nature Center at 309-874-2174 or follow the links from the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.uiuc.edu. Support for the Environmental Almanac is provided by the U of I's Office of Outreach and Extension. Well, the wind and thunderstorms have left. That'll clear the way for a fairly nice weekend, a very summer-like weekend, which is appropriate since we're just about into summer. Mike Sola says today in northern and western Illinois, it'll become mostly sunny. In southern and east central Illinois and in western Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then clearing and cooler. And in the remainder of Indiana, cloudy with scattered thunderstorms still arriving. The highs ranging from around 70 today in northwest Illinois to 86 in southeast Indiana. Mostly clear skies across the two states tonight, with lows ranging from 46 in northwest Illinois to 62 in southern Indiana, and a few fair-weather cumulus clouds for tomorrow afternoon, otherwise sunny for Saturday, the highs ranging from 70 near Lake Michigan to 85 in the far south. The forecast for Sunday for Champaign-Urbana, sunny and a high of 85. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, June 8th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.